Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 27th of December, 2021, the first Monday of Christmastide. Sister St. John sings in the Virgin's Womb.
In the Virgin's womb he flesh, the mortal babe. In her body she has held that which heaven cannot contain. In the Virgin's womb he flesh of gray. In her arms she has held he whom death could not hold down.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, starting at the first verse.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God.
Today's episode follows the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. Some refer to this as the midwinter. And as phrased by poet Christina Rossetti, the midwinter can often feel bleak, hard as iron, barren, dormant, and void. How is your soul today? Do you come with a darkened night of the soul? Or perhaps sensing the rising hope as the daylight slowly extends its stay? However you come today, come to the Lord and let his increasing light shine upon you. In this passage, we see several different players. The Lord, who in Genesis spoke light into being. Jesus, the light of the world. John the Baptist, the prophet who pointed to the light. And the children of God, those who follow Jesus and reflect his light. One of the ways we bear the Lord's image and reflect his light is through our creativity. In the devotional A Place of Beauty, Catherine Kircher writes, "When we choreograph an original dance, write a poem, paint a portrait, or pen the lyrics to a new melody, we birth something that has never existed before. A new work that can speak to the emptiness and hopelessness in the world with spirit-led creativity." How have you witnessed spirit-led creativity speak life into the emptiness and hopelessness in your world? As we listen to the passage again, imagine this light from the Holy Son of God slowly stretching over the horizon to awaken a hibernating earth.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Yet John's assurance may feel unbearable to us in times of darkness, when we see no hope, when we feel no warmth. Yet this is our hope and our calling. We are torchbearers of the light, carrying Christ's eternal flame of life into a world cloaked in darkness. Take a moment to ask the Lord, how has he uniquely designed you in both your personality and in your creative work to carry the light of Christ as a maker who belongs to the Most High? Let us pray. Divine Artist, you are clothed with splendor and majesty. In wisdom, you filled the earth with beauty and life. bring inspiration and direction to my work as an artist. O God, guide my hands, my lips, my mind, so that my work brings honor to you, bringing life to the world around me. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.